Gene, first of all, tell me your name, title, and what you do.
Gene Danicus, the Director of Ag Statistics for USDA for the state of Missouri.
Well, at the Country Living Outlook Conference, and now we're, you can probably hear in the background, we're at the Country Living Olympics. I know that there's a lot of people involved in marketing, agricultural, or consumer marketing that are interested in learning more about this rural lifestyle marketplace. You've got information that would be valuable to them, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Through the Census of Agriculture, you know, we collect information regarding all types of agriculture, all the way, and we summarize it all the way down to the county level and even the zip code level for people into the market research. We get all this information, obviously, from people that are producing agricultural products and from all sizes of operations. When we get into this country living, the lifestyle type agriculture, I mean, that's also important to the overall economy, not only to the U.S., but also to the local communities. We all know how much feed it takes to keep some of our horses going and the inputs that it takes to raise some of these specialty commodities. And we're the ones that are able, hopefully, through the Census of Agriculture, to provide the type of information that's necessary to satisfy these needs.
So what does somebody need to do in order to get a hold of that information, and what form will they find it, and how will they use it?
Well, all the data that we put out through the USDA statistics people, obviously, is available through, you know, it's available to anybody. It's not prioritized, or it's not... you know, it's public information. It's available on our website through USDA, and it can be found that way. But that information is available to anyone, and whether it be a producer, whether it be a commodity organization, somebody that wants to get into specialty production, whether it be organics or whatever. So it's a wealth of information. It's a tremendous asset to agriculture, to the communities themselves. Not necessarily all this data is necessarily only used for people developing farm bill information, because you know that the farm bill doesn't necessarily affect everybody, but there are definitely benefits in the long run to specialty agriculture.
So give me an example of the types of reports and information that's in there that would be of special interest to this marketplace.
Well, you know, maybe someone is interested in the alpaca industry, or I've visited with people from the from elk producers. You know, I mean, is there a need for developing an outlet for specialty feeds, maybe for specialty livestock? Goats, obviously, we all know in Missouri and all over the country is really an exploding industry. You know, you don't have to have a lot of acreage. Maybe you're using them for something other than agriculture to keep the weeds down or whatever. But this kind of information is vital to suppliers, absolutely to suppliers, and also to people that are purchasing the meat and the products from that. So you know, and then we get into the economics. You know, there's a lot of information regarding the economics of the industry, right? You know, how many people are involved in agriculture, what types of farms. You know, every day a lot of people probably feel that that's not, you know, who uses that kind of stuff. But it's used every day, and without it, you know, we'd all be at a disadvantage.
So when they go to the website, they can either order or actually access it directly online?
Absolutely. I mean, it's all available online. I mean, you go to the USDA NAS website and click on census data, and you can get data for any county in the U.S. on virtually any commodity that we collect. You know, everything from aquaculture to corn and soybeans and beef cattle and hogs. So it's a big deal. And what we're really right now trying to do is make sure that small specialty lifestyle type farms realize that they are contributing to agriculture. They're contributing, you know, maybe they don't even realize it, but they're contributing to the assets and to the vitality of agriculture and rural lifestyle living. So we'll be collecting, we'll be updating this data starting the end of this year. Around Christmas time, we'll be sending out 2.5 million questionnaires across the U.S. Requesting people to help us update this information and make sure the whole world knows what U.S. agriculture is all about.
So when that data is collected, how soon will it get into the published data?
Well, we'll start collecting 1st of January of 08, and it'll take us until about February of 09 to get it all published. It's a massive project, as you can understand. But, you know, it'll be available electronically just as soon as we possibly can make it available.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Gene Danicus, who is one of the participants at the Country Living Outlook Conference. And just here observing the fun at the Country Living Olympics, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.